Hello, welcome back to The Pink Elephant with Nicole Michelle. As a black woman who is a conservative, I oftentimes get asked where I stand on certain political issues, and I am always hesitant to insert my opinion in certain matters because of the obvious is that as a black woman, being a part of the black race, sometimes we kind of get the short end of the stick when it comes to matters of politics, matters of money, matters of power and influence. So I hesitate because my stance will always favor my people and the survival of my people and our survival in this world is important to me. So when it comes to the Israel and Palestinian conflict, I must say this for myself, Nicole Michelle, I am impartial. I don't have a side, and I do understand the history of it, including going all the way back to Solomon's Temple and even before that. I understand it, and being that I do understand the Bible and I've studied it, and understanding it goes all the way back to that, I understand the conflict. I also understand what happened in 1948 and so forth and so on. And so all the way up until today in this conflict, I do understand that there have been challenges for each group. So I do understand that. As a Christian, I do understand what's going on from a biblical standpoint, and I do understand it as an American. I do understand what's going on. As a black woman, I do understand what's going on, and I am impartial. As an American, I do want what's best for Americans, and I do think that we should stand by our allies. However, I don't want to go poking the bear and creating global conflicts when we don't need to. But as an American, I do believe that our interests should be considered in conflicts around the world. How does American interests come out of this situation? So I do consider that. And then as a Christian, I see the Bible coming to fruition. I see that the Bible has predicted that there will be wars and rumors of wars, and that at a certain point in human history, there will come a time where there will be religious wars. And I think this conflict is on some of that. And it's also political, and it's a lot of things going on. So this conflict hits on a lot of cylinders. But back to my original point, as a black woman who is a conservative, I have to say, I implore every black person under the sound of my voice that listens to this to stay out of this. Don't have an opinion one way or the other. I have seen black people lose jobs. Right? I have seen black people have white collar retribution instituted against them for taking a stance. And so I believe that it's in a black person's interest. And I mean, African-American, melanated, and specifically African-American, I think it's in our best interest to stay impartial, because our inclination in every single conflict is to always revert back to our frame of reference, which is slavery, which is being in bondage, which is being oppressed. So we're always going to side with oppressed people. And that is just a human condition. That is just human nature, to side with people that understand where you're coming from. For you to see oppressed people and go, I know what that feels like. And it's not like we signed up to be oppressed. That isn't something that we embrace, that we love about our history. But it's a part of our history that we cannot deny. Just like other groups can't deny that they have gone through horrific incidences in human history that we all should be ashamed of. Slavery is one of those events too. But I'm always reminded as a Black woman that you shouldn't always bring up the slavery issue. You shouldn't always bring up racism. And while every situation does not call for that, playing the race card, and all situations are not racist, I do understand that. As a Black conservative, I'm always one to point that out. But there are times where it flat out is that, and I'm still told, you're bringing up the race card. You shouldn't bring it. Oh, you need to toe the line. And if it's not told to us directly, it's implied that you could be punished for taking a stance for what you call defending your people or defending your rights or speaking up for your people. You can suffer. You can lose a job. You can lose favor, lose money, lose contracts. And so as a Black American, you know, this is one of those things where I see this happening again. I see Black people speaking up, taking a side. And I see Black people being accused, fingers pointed, blame being attributed to Black people where there should be none. And so this is the point where I say, Black people, shut up. Close your mouth. Have no opinion whatsoever, publicly anyway. The reason that is, again, let me just say that for some reason, we bond with other oppressive situations and other oppressive people. So when we see that and we speak out and we acknowledge that, hey, I understand where someone's coming from an oppressed people, I understand that that can be interpreted as you want to see the downfall of another race or another group of people. You want another group of people to suffer. And that's not at all what Black people are saying. We're just saying as humans, we recognize when another human is suffering because we've done that. And if you ask some of us, depending on their situation, they will say that they're still suffering. And that's fair. And that's fair. Black people are expected to acknowledge everyone's suffering except our own. And as a Black woman, I know too much. I love documentaries and I love crime shows. And I have no shortage of shows that I could turn on any day of the week and twice on Sunday that's featuring a Caucasian little girl or woman that comes up missing. However, Black people have been screaming from the top of our lungs for years that Black girls go missing, Black women go missing, Black boys go missing, and we don't get the same acknowledgement. However, if we speak out and say that, we're supposed to be silenced. We are playing the race card. We're not being fair. We're not being understanding. And then when it comes to conflicts that have nothing to do with Black people, we're supposed to take a side. And if we don't take the right side, which there is no right side, if we take any side, we're going to be punished. And I don't think that's fair, because when it's conflicts, when it comes to Black people, everybody else is silent. Let me say that again. When it comes to conflicts with Black people, there are individuals that speak up for Black people, but there are no whole communities, whole groups that say, you know what you're doing to African Americans is wrong. Redlining is wrong, right? Discrimination is wrong. Right? White collar retribution against Black people is wrong. Institutional racism is wrong. I don't see one group wholeheartedly coming out and taking our side. I just don't. I see individuals, brave individuals, God bless them. We know who you are and we don't forget. But wholeheartedly, I don't see all groups doing that. And that has been the hesitation for a lot of Black people to really explore the right wing, because they feel like, okay, if we go to the right wing, we're on our own. We're really on our own. At least the Democrats pretend to care about us, but the right wing, I don't think they care about us at all. And that's a real thought process for a lot of Black people, and I can't deny that. As a Black conservative, I understand that. I'm just very principled in what I believe, and so I've taken a stand. But a lot of Black people just are too afraid for very various reasons, and I cannot deny that. This is one of these situations where I do believe Black people should stay on the sideline and have no opinion, public opinion whatsoever. And if you're a celebrity listening to this, if you are a political pundit listening to this, if you are have any type of public following, I just admonish you. I mean, where people can actually take your money, demonetize you or whatever, I highly recommend you not have an opinion, because your view on conflicts is not going to be appreciated. No one wants to hear that you empathize with other people that feel oppressed. They don't want to hear that. And when you're in a, you're asked for an opinion about a conflict where both parties, both sides feel that they're oppressed, you can't win that war. And Black people wholeheartedly are not, collectively, we do not have the power to protect ourselves, to insulate ourselves from retribution, from larger groups, from other races, other groups. We do not have the power to insulate ourselves. So therefore, once we make an opinion, we are on our own. No matter what, how powerful you are, who you're married to, how much money you have, they will find a way to punish you for your thoughts and your opinions and your stance, because you're Black. And for some people, being Black means being able to kind of be someone's punching bag. You should fall in line. You should do what we tell you to do. You should do what we say. And if you don't, how dare you? It's like we owe people things. But when things happen for Black people, I see individuals doing things, but I don't see collective people coming out and saying African-Americans deserve this. African-Americans deserve that. This is wrong against African-Americans. So with that being said, we don't have an opinion one way or the other. We have prayers. We have condolences. We have our tax dollars that are going to be allocated one way or the other. But in terms of public opinions, we have none. We have none. Because what I see is that when you have an opinion and you're a Black American and you don't take the right one, which in this case, you can't win for losing, you're going to be punished. You're going to lose jobs. You're going to lose favor. You're going to lose contracts. You're going to lose business. Just shh. Pray for each side. Pray that this conflict goes away. Pray that they work it out. Pray that we don't have to go to war. Pray that it irons itself out. Pray that our leaders have the wisdom to resolve this conflict without it escalating. And pray that each side that feels slighted, that feels oppressed, that God begins to heal those wounds. That's all we can do. You know what? Because when it's us, people are very quiet. Very, very quiet. And that's not by accident. So it's our turn to just be quiet. This has been another episode of The Pink Elephant. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, The Pink Elephant. And if you would love more information about the traditional structure families and femininity, faith, family, and femininity, definitely follow me on Instagram, Mrs. Nicole Michelle. You can follow me on TikTok. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Let's stay in touch. You can also follow me on YouTube. Remember, I love you and Jesus Christ loves you. And until the next time, keep the faith, everybody. Peace out.